Boy, do we have a lot to get to with Andy Hart of WEEI.com. So you can read him at WEEI.com. He is one of the chief cook and bottle washers of the Breaking Boston podcast, the Six Rings podcast. And our guy Andy Hart joins us on the Harbor One hotline. Hello, Hart. How are you?
I am tremendous, fellas. How are you?
Okay.
Hello.
A couple of things.
Hey, Pukey.
Oh, hey, listen. You're going to be getting sick from him on Friday, so make sure you're wearing your mask.
Nope. Yeah, I will be remote then. I can't get sick. I got a busy weekend. Got a long drive.
And nobody's getting sick.
Oh,
stop
wait, you have
scaring
a,
everybody.
Hold on. You have a long drive, too? Are you taking a kid to a showcase in Baltimore to get a scholarship?
Saratoga Springs, but the rest is accurate.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, then. Look at that. Yeah, so you guys are going, oh, dad stories. Here we go.
Yep.
Dad road stories. They're going to be talking about how they pack the snacks, where they put them accessible.
The key is what the parents bring to comfort themselves.
Oh, I will be having hotel pool beers every night. That is definitely a part of my plan.
But at the event, though,
Oh, I don't do that.
He's not going.
Oh, you don't even go?
No, I go to the event, but you're not talking about, you don't drink at the event, do you?
No. I make myself a nice little setup, though. I mean, I got a cooler there. I got a little umbrella, you know. I'm comfortable.
Yes, I will have the cooler.
And my glasses on just so it looks like I'm watching, even though I may fall asleep.
I didn't realize there were so many of these showcases
They're not just lacrosse. I mean, it's basketball, it's football. I mean,
baseball,
lacrosse baseball is huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
But with the lacrosse, like, life, like, they just put you in a field.
Right.
There's usually no bleachers. Yeah, there's no shade. No shade whatsoever.
None.
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, quickly, since we're on this, did you guys see the photo on Twitter of a school that put in black turf?
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that. It was a D3 school.
Terrible idea.
It must be somewhere in the Northeast where they may have two games where it's warm. But, you know, it's like, why would they do that? To be Eastern Washington, Boise State. Hey, we did blue. Hey, we did red.
Yeah, I saw the athletic director. People ask why we did this. I ask, why not?
Oh,
like,
God.
He's freaking JFK. I have an idea because it's dumb. It's dumb. It's really dumb.
Well, it's SUNY Morrisville.
I would say, where's that?
I'm about to look for Morrisville, New York.
Oh, is it Morrisville? What state?
I don't know. I just know Morris.
Because I would say, if the guy said, you know, because it was cheaper.
That's what I would say. If
I would
you
say
got,
it was cheaper.
Yeah, because these are, what, a couple million bucks now, just the turf field. So if you got a $2 million turf field, but you order it in black.
Yeah.
You know when you do that online and you click on the weird color and the price goes down like 50 bucks?
That's the one I want.
If you saved $500,000 on this, that's the answer. Why you did it, you saved $500,000 bucks.
Just outside of Syracuse. Sorry.
Okay. My guess is he paid more. Because I got to think this is like a special order. It's not like, we got a million of those black fields left. Let's see if we can unload them. I feel like this is a special order, and this idiot might have paid more to get the black field.
And it is. We're going to feel, or we had a picture of it. That's the thing. We had the picture of it up on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also watch us on the live stream on YouTube as well. And it is lined for everything.
Well,
it looks like it's lined for
lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Women's.
Boys and
men's.
Girls.
Yep.
Now, those circles that are in there, too, is that not
boys
track
and girls
and field?
I don't know.
Like
They're not doing the. No, that is lacrosse.
Probably the creases, the boys and girls creases.
Yes.
That's where the goals go.
It also looks like there's some 3-point lines out there too. It's weird.
It's so confusing.
Oh, that's for girls lacrosse. That's the 8-meter and the 12-meter.
Yeah.
Oh,
he knows more than I do. He knows more than I do.
I was a girls coach. I should know.
Yeah. I was like, why do they keep going? Why do they keep telling you to go behind the girl who's got the ball? What is that about?
Oh, yeah.
Well, stop that. Just say, no, I'm not going to do it.
And you kind of can get away with not doing it because they now have the freedom of the movement. If you just delay it a second, you can stay in front of her.
Wow, that is something.
See, my daughter needs him as a coach.
I would whip her into shape. I like coaching girls lacrosse.
My daughter gets the yellow card, or I guess, is it the yellow card?
Yellow card.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I was like, why do you keep going off the field and sitting down?
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
The officials suck.
Oh, okay.
That's my approach. It's always the officials' problem.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, coming from you, it makes sense. It's always the officials.
It's never coaching.
No. Oh, so I got to update you while we're on this non-topic topic for a second.
Okay.
2 weekends ago, Christian Fourier, and I know you have you think I'm like the loudmouth guy on the sideline. I was at a tournament at UMass Amherst, and all the fields are close together, so our back is to the back of the fans from the other field. And I hear a ref yell, "Y'all can shut up or you can go home. You decide." And the father yells back, "You can't tell me to shut up, and I ain't moving." And I was like, whoa, this is escalating quickly. This was, I've never said that. I had
heart ran over there to be like, ooh, can I get in on this?
I immediately turned around and started watching that rather than my son's game. I was far more interested in that. That was way better.
Oh, man. Well, let's get into training camp because the Jets have opened training camp today.
Yeah.
Hart, and Fourier and I were just talking that Hard Knocks is what Hard Knocks is. The NFL is forcing the Jets to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They are making like a federal case out of this. It feels like, is it really that big a deal that Hard Knocks is going to invade the Jets in their first year with Aaron Rodgers?
No, but they're making it a big deal.
Yeah,
and
there
we go. I feel like this is symbolic or something. Retroactively, we may look back and say, that season went wrong from the get-go. Their focus wasn't where it should be. They were focused on the wrong things. They started to bitch and moan about Hard Knocks, and that was just the first step in why it didn't work out, even though they are talented, and they did add a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but it just feels like, don't you think an old-school hard-o coach, well, yes, Bill Belichick is one of those, and he does not want access to his players, I also feel like there's like a, worry about what matters here. Don't worry about which camera angle you want to remove from Hard Knocks. Worry about you getting ready to be the best football team in a very competitive division. So I think this is a bad first sign for those that think the Jets are finally a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. Good point on that one because it is interesting because good teams would do something like this. Like a team that has a long track record, built up a really good reputation, won a lot of games. They'd be like, listen, we don't need this. What are we doing this for? You know, screw you. You can't make us do it. But they're in this for a reason.
Right.
Like they were going to be one of the options before Aaron Rodgers even signed based on their inability to get to the playoffs.
Correct.
So
if you were as good as you think you are, you wouldn't be on Hard Knocks because you wouldn't be a candidate. There are outs for the good teams. You don't have a new coach, right? Like, so you could be out of Hard Knocks. The reason you're on Hard Knocks is because you're not that good. So stop acting like you've been there and done that because you've never been there and you've never done that. Worry about what you... This reminds me, Christian, of your stories about, not to drag him under the bus again, but Joe Gibbs. And worrying about the wrong things, including what players are watching in their hotel room.
Yeah.
Like, that's the least of your problems, coach. Let's go win a football game. Let's go have a good offense and a good defense and focus on the right things. I think the Jets' focus is in the wrong place right now, even though they're trying to be holier than thou. Like, this whole, the lowest moment in a player's life is when he gets cut, and it shouldn't be on national TV.
Oh, like, God.
Get over
almighty.
It. This is the business you have chosen. You make money on national TV. You lose money on national TV. It's a popular sport. You signed on to be part of it. So as much as I feel bad for the person, if that breaks you, then you're a broken person to start with.
Well, yeah, you're not going to make it in the NFL to begin with if that's the kind of
or
thing
or the
that's
world. Forget the NFL. The
can
world.
Can I just add that I personally believe that more people need to see that happen.
Yeah.
They need to see. They,
why?
This is the reality of the sport.
Like, make them human.
Yes. Like, there is an ending. There is a wall. Sometimes it's not easy. Like, I personally, like, I've seen it happen in real time. I've seen guys run from the guy, you know, who comes to ask for, like,
from the Turk?
From the Turk. Yeah, I've seen them run from him. I've seen guys get their playbook taken away, but show up in the room anyways. And then they turn the lights back on, and somebody says, "You gotta leave." It's like, "You gotta leave." And the guy, it's like, it's almost like this, like, "I'm not gonna leave." It's like, and then it's like real weird and awkward, and everybody's looking at him. And then he walks up and leaves again.
Hart, do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where Costanza just started showing up, and they're being like, "Well, you're not Penske material. Well, I have someone. And he's just working in an office, sitting there like drumming all day.
That's and it is a weird situation. I even saw, I don't know who the player was, but there was a clip making the rounds on social media recently when Vrabel was on, I think, one of those Barstool podcasts. And a player was talking about how you cut me and I didn't even see you. I didn't even see you. And Vrabel's like, wait, we re-signed you the next day. And the guy's like, yeah, but you cut me. And in the moment that I'm being cut, you didn't even see me. You didn't even make it personal. And Vrabel kept laughing it off. And whoever the player was, I forget who it was clearly upset by the fact that in that moment, Vrabel didn't do it personally. So this is a very personal,
interesting,
challenging moment in a player's career. I think it's a challenging moment. I believe Bill Belichick when he said it's the worst part of his job, the hardest part of his job is these guys give you a month and a half, 2 months of their lives, put everything on the line, and you have to tell them probably for the first time in their life, you're not good enough, you're not going to make it, you might want to start thinking about other career options. But it's also a part of the process. And I agree with Christian. Sometimes we look at football players, NFL players, as simply gladiators and robots and X's and O's and fantasy football and all of this. No, they're humans. Well, and to show a human moment, while it may be awful in one sense, I actually think it's valuable to the overall world for us to understand that in another sense.
So just to bring it back real quick to the variable story.
Yeah.
Does Bill personally tell the player? Do you know how it works there?
I believe so, unless it's changed. I believe he does. Well, he also tells you how he started his career as the Turk, as Bad News Billy with the Lions, I believe. That was what they called him, Bad News Billy. And he was the young guy that they would send to the room. And if he, that time of year, you avoided Bad News Billy because Bad News Billy was telling you to bring your playbook. Coach wants to see you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do believe he does it because I think he really respects it. I don't think he does not take it lightly. He is not just shedding a number from a roster.
Do you think it's just like Moneyball? Like when they're, that one scene in Moneyball where they're like, listen, you tell the guy that he's been traded. It's just as simple and as direct as possible. Because I would feel like the more you would, you're really going to make it someday. You know, like you can't do that, right? You just got to
I think Bill is probably very honest and matter of fact. And there may be some of that. There may be some of even, hey, you know, like the XFL's a thing now. Or like even, you know, don't give up. You are borderline a player. What was their whole slogan? 54th player or whatever?
Oh, yeah, for the XFL was, player 54. And with practice squads expanded, that's another way to cushion the blow if you're cutting a player.
And that's where you're not really player 54, because if you're player 54, you're sticking around. You're going to be on the practice squad. They told you to stay close or whatever. So you're probably player 67. But whatever, you're still in the running for an NFL team. But yes, my guess is Bill is very honest. And I think the assistant coaches are probably very honest. But I do, it is a trying moment in their lives. And I don't see the negative other than it is a sad situation. But for the Jets to say, we won't do this, we're better than, like, screw you.
Well, you know what it is? It's another indictment on the head coach, who I think is overhyped and he's not a country fried rube, but he's one of these guys where it's, you know, raw. I mean, they lost to the Patriots twice to Matt Patricia, for God's sakes. Like, you know, I can't get over that. And we have the 207, you know, oh, F you guys, and the Patriots are forced to do the hard knocks. You'd be saying, end the thing. Come on. No, you know why? Because unlike what Robert Saleh has done, Bill Belichick would grab a hold of this and just say, we're doing our work. It isn't a big deal. It would be like anything else. Ignore all the noise. That's where the 207, by the way, is the world's biggest Patriot hater. Everything with the Mac Jones is terrible. Patriots going to win two games, all that kind of stuff. But that's the difference in why it is a story and why Hart and Fourier, I think you guys are on it. The head coach is turning it into a bigger deal than it needs to be. Hey,
absolutely.
Guys,
because he's a hardo in himself.
Yes, he's keeping receipts, remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's right, too.
I would say, like, I mean, I love that approach, though, Andy. When you go back and look at how this season was a failure, just like all the rest.
Start here.
You start with here. Like, it started because it is, because the Patriots are just, the Patriots are such, I'm just so bullish on the Patriots this year. Not as like a Super Bowl contender, but as an undervalued team, where a team like the Jets, who seem to have everything going their way, perfect situation. Like, and everyone's going to forget about like all the issues that they have and the limitations that they have. It's almost like Aaron Rodgers fixes everything, and then we'll just figure it out as we go.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, some of that is the way some people look at the Brady era, looking back on it now, that Tom Brady fixes everything and we'll figure it out as we go. And there may or may not be truth to that. We could have much longer conversation. But just to answer the 207 in terms of the Patriots, do I think the Patriots, if they were forced to do Hard Knocks behind the scenes, would be taking some control of it and would be putting their foot down over certain things?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think it would be on Pro Football Talk and on the back pages of the Herald every day. I don't think the quarterback would be bitching and moaning about it
yep.
every day. You would say, you know, we have to do it. It's part of the league. And they would just go about it. That's like making this a story and a distraction. They would not do that. They would not allow that to happen. Even the stuff they weren't happy with or the stuff they were vetoing, we wouldn't hear about it before training camp even starts, to start the hype train, the circus train going in what's already going to be a circus atmosphere because you traded for Aaron Rodgers.
I'm completely with you. The Jets can calm this down, and it doesn't seem like they have any interest in doing so.
It's like Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was a distraction in New York, and he was a non-story. The circus was controlled by the ringleader, and the ringleader was Bill Belichick in New England, right?
That's it's a great similar example. Version. That's a great example. I want to ask you something from the Fourier fever dreams that were going on yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Fourier brought up the idea of, like a presidential election, shaking up the divisions in the NFL every 4 years. Your thoughts?
Wow. You really threw me a curveball there. I did not see that question coming. In terms of entertainment value, I think there could be something to be said for that, but then you get into geography and travel and rivalries. And
it's temporary.
What's the point?
Ooh, that's a great question that I didn't ask.
Well, wait, then I would say
I just assumed he was hopped up on NyQuil.
The point is to make more money, and then you could do a whole, there's so many different things you could do just to make it more interesting. Teams are playing against you. That's it. That's
perfect.
You know what? Because you can. Because you're in the NFL.
Ooh. Okay,
and
so
we print money.
I don't hate your answer, so now I'll take it a step further. Using that as your reasoning for entertainment, for making money, for interest, I would turn it into, taking it a step further, a Premier League soccer type thing and have Premier and relegation. Like, so you'd have the best divisions in a conference or in the NFL, just like Christian, when you go to some of these tournaments where we started this conversation, you have like an A pool and a B pool, right? And if you win, like this just happened to my son's team. They won the tournament last weekend. So next weekend's tournament, they were supposed to be in the B pool. They've getting bumped up to the A pool. They're going to play better talent. So if you tell me that and like you're going to put the Chiefs and the Bills and the Bengals and somebody else, whoever the other team, in the A pool, and those are going to be your primetime games and all that, but they can fall out of that if they don't play well, and the next division down can bump their way up. Now I'm kind of onto your idea a little bit.
Oh, this is getting closer to soccer relegation, which the NFL doesn't need.
No, they don't really.
The NFL doesn't need any of this. I don't think. I'll tell you, those 19 television ratings nationally, that really stinks. You got to make sure to shake it up a little bit so we can get into the 20s. Like, it's just insane the level that the NFL is playing at. Andy Hart, make sure you are downloading the Breaking Boston podcast, the Six Rings podcast, where you get to hear Hart do his thing. And he will be in for me on Friday with Fourier, God willing. Fourier doesn't go backwards with his
going forward.
Major health situation.
He's bringing donuts.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You heard him. He's bringing donuts.
No, he's got the donut spot.
Look,
he's got the donut spot.
Did Fourier, did you bring him in last time? Is Hart trying to pawn it off on you to go two for two, or is
he's the rich former NFL player? He should be providing me donuts when I come in to fill in.
This is the myth that is created.
Absolutely. You are the superstar. When was the last time I was on a magazine cover? When was the last time you were on a magazine cover? Whoever was on a magazine cover more recently is buying donuts on Friday.
What is your last point?
No. Real quick, just to promote what Gress just said, new Six Rings podcast dropping today where the Statler and Waldorf boys back together. Paul Perillo joined me. Fitzy's on vacation. It was a fun podcast to record. And we did a fun segment, 5 reasons the Patriots will make the playoffs. So Fourier, you'll like that segment.
Okay.
And then 5 reasons the Patriots will not make the playoffs.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So we had a little fun with it.
Took both sides. Look at you guys.
Yep. both sides, breaking it down like only a podcast can.
To make sure that you accompanied and took care of Paul, did you tape that podcast at, what, 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, you know, before the early bird?
Yeah, before, hey, you know, he's not as old as we make fun of him for, you know. He's not as old as he looks.
You're the one who's pushed the narrative that he's 100 years old for the last 20 years.
I know, and now I'm starting to feel bad because he's really getting old. So now,
he's really showing his age.
Here's what it is, too. Hart is also realizing he's getting old. We had some discussions in the off-air show about, my God.
I'm the youngest guy here.
Great. That's like being the nicest guy in prison.
It's the tallest, you know what.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also that.
Nice. There
I'm
you
also
go.
That. So I got that going for me.
Exactly. There goes Andy Hart at WEEI.com. Thank you, brother. Our guy Hart, check out the Breaking Boston and the Six Ring podcast at WEEI.com.